bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today I'm looking at the topic, God's Guidebook for the Christian Home. Recently I've become aware of how little the average Christian family depends upon the Bible for guidance in rearing their children and in establishing the right kind of relationships within the home. Oh, I know that we can all glibly quote, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he'll not depart from it." What other verses in the Bible can you think of that relate to the Christian home? I'm sure that you can think of some. Or can you? I'm afraid that many Christians would not be able to think of very many verses to give them the guidance that they want and need for the home. And yet the guidance is there, and it's not hidden away in just a few verses. As a matter of fact, the Word of God contains over 1,000 verses that specifically mention family relationships. Over 1/4 of these are found in the book of Proverbs, but there are many other books also that contain significant amounts of help for the Christian parent. The book of Deuteronomy, for instance, has over 100 verses that relate to the family. The little book of Ezra in the Old Testament has 60 verses that give family life principles for Christians. In the New Testament, there are 3 books that each contain over 50 verses of guidance and help for concerned families. Matthew, Luke, and 1 Corinthians each have this many. The Gospel of Mark has over 40 verses that can help you in building your family along Christian lines. Over and over again, God has set down important principles in His Word that can help you in establishing Christian family relationships in your home. There's only one catch. You've got to know these principles before you can apply them in your family. And for most Christians, this is the problem. 2/3 of the verses are found in the Old Testament, but most Christians never read or study the Old Testament. The remaining 1/3 come from the New Testament, but again we find that most Christians read the New Testament only very little. This is tragic. God has given His children an infallible guide for the home, and yet most of us turn our back on it, and in so doing, we violate one of the most fundamental of all principles for the home. In Deuteronomy 6, we read that, "These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." In other words, we parents are to be so full of the Word of God that it will naturally spring to our lips at all times during the day, and as we talk about it, our children will learn spiritual truths from us. This is vital in a Christian home. For when children see their parents as only lukewarm Christians, with no real transformation of life, they'll be apt to turn away from any practice of Christianity. The solution demands that we parents found our lives upon the Word of God, that we memorize verses relating to the home, that we meditate upon those teachings of God, and above all, that we practice that which we know to be right. Only as we do these things can we be assured that our home will be molded after the way that God has ordained for it. Let's dedicate ourselves to this task. If your relationship to God's Word has been lacking, set out today to give Him a new place in your life by studying to show yourself approved unto Him. Let God's Word do its work in giving you guidance for your home.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.